It's First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day on a Black Friday that Jason doesn't feel like a Black Friday because usually you got the hustle and the bustle and the advertisers, you know, the stores have been saying, a lot of them have been talking Black Friday month, not just one day. So,
right. I think it's getting to be, it's kind of like, you know, when Hobby Lobby begins putting out Christmas decorations sometime in February. you know, it's... we begin to see that, you know, that creep, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, for a few years it was, you know what, we're opening on Thanksgiving at 6 o'clock, and then it was Thanksgiving Day, and in the internet world, it's even broader than that, and so I don't know, it's different than what it used to be, so.
Yeah, and yet there were some stores, I think, that they didn't do their Black Friday like yesterday, you know, it seemed like more than one that had kind of backed off on that creep that had happened with that.
I appreciate stores that do that, quite honestly. I have to confess, though, looking through the advertisements, when we moved here a few years, 15 years ago, shortly thereafter, we bought a 50-inch plasma TV, and I think we paid, I don't know, $1,200 for it. And now a person can buy a 75-inch 4K TV for $400.
Yeah,
you know, so that whole technology thing is kind of interesting, and so.
Well, I remember,
Tesla would be happy to tell us that we need to get a new one, but the one we have has served us well for a long time. So,
and we've kept a smaller screen. I don't know how large, but yours are. But I mean, I think we have a 39-inch at the present time. But I mean, yeah, when they, I don't know what year it was when they finally went to like Thanksgiving for Black Friday sales, and you know, many were outraged. And I don't know how bothered I was, but the sale was good enough at Target that I ended up being there after being with family. But nonetheless, I remember still being outside in the line for the $150 32-inch television. So anyhow.
Did you end up fighting with people?
No, there was no fights. I saw some friends. And but anyhow, you just kind of, there's that initial moral indignation. And then like, well,
right.
You go along to get along. All right, so. I think I'm going to go with the Revelation deal today because you posted about it. And so you were saying that you'd like people to read the book of Revelation. Why?
Well, you know, I think that the book of Revelation right now, so often I think we read Revelation, at least I think in lots of segments of Christianity, and we're kind of looking for hints or timelines that the world is wrapping up, that, you know, that Christ is approaching soon. And I don't know that we can tell that timeline, but I think sometimes what we miss in the book of Revelation is that the story that John seems to be telling is that it's this conflict, this cosmic conflict between the kingdoms of the world that run on power and control and injustice, and the kingdom of God that runs on love and other-centeredness. You know, it was a time of the world, John wrote this, you know, when the Roman Empire was very prominent. And as believers, I think we need to see that contrast between those two. And so I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I wanted to share this story. I remember when I saw you post that, well, actually what came to mind for me was, I remember one particular occasion, my grandmother and I, and she left us like 20 years ago, 2001, but we loved to read the Bible together. She loved the Word. She loved the Lord. She looked forward to His coming. And she would always say, Israel is God's timetable, different things. And she impacted me a ton for Christ. And one particular time, we read through all of Revelation in one sitting. And,
wow. You
know, it's really been hard over the years, you know, to just realize how rare that is to find people who just want to read the Bible. I mean, even, I don't know, look in your family, mine. I mean, I think the fact of the matter is we did that. And I remember just being blown away as I drove home that night. And I think I was a young college student and stuff. But, I mean, it was just like, it impacts you. And I years ago on the radio, for a while, I tried encouraging people to take the Revelation Challenge. You remember the Pepsi Challenge was try Pepsi versus Coke. And so it was like the Revelation Challenge is read the book of Revelation. If not in one sitting, read it over a weekend, read it over a week, over a month. And Just read it. Don't look for every answer to, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Just read it. I mean, that's a starting point. And so those are my thoughts when I saw you post that. So,
yeah, you know, I think that's exactly right. And I think that's one of the risks we have as believers is to pick and choose verses. And they weren't really meant to be read that way. They were, you know, read as letters and as stories. And it's important for us to consider the whole sweep of what the story is telling. And Revelation is an epic. I mean, it's an amazing thing that we can discover about God's sovereignty and God's goodness and God's graciousness. I just kind of finished going through it again yesterday, and I'm Revelation 22, where it talks about you know, the tree of life on both sides of the river of grace in it, and that it bears fruit from 12 types of fruit, right? So it points back to the 12 tribes. It points to the 12 apostles. It's amazing. It's an amazing story.
And in fact, how fitting then we would have the Revelation song from Phillips, Craig, and Dean, which I think that song is a favorite of yours, isn't it?
It is my favorite song. I've told my family that when I die, I want that just played on repeat at my funeral.
All right, well, I hate to be thinking we're previewing your funeral, but here we go. Revelation song. On the Whip Wake Up Show. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you Monday. All right. So I think there have been people leaving social media, leaving Facebook this year, more than any year I remember, and going different places, I guess. But it's interesting that this story, the Solomon Islands government has placed a temporary ban on Facebook, a move it says is aimed at tackling cyberbullying and online defamation. The ban, which has not yet come into effect, received an angry response online after it was announced last week. Now, would you like to make your decision about Facebook, whether you're going to stay or go, or do you want the government to make it for you? The prime minister says cyberbullying on Facebook is widespread. People have been defamed by users who use fake names, and people's reputations that have been built up over the years are destroyed in a matter of minutes. And he says, the prime minister, that we have a duty to cultivate national unity and the happy coexistence of our people. And Facebook is undermining efforts to unite this country. My wife and I were with some folks on Wednesday night, and the gal we were with, she had mentioned she had gotten off of Facebook. And I kind of probed a little bit because I guess I do that. But it's just like, why? And I think part of it is just, you know, everybody, different reasons than bullying is the idea that people present their best selves and, you know, it's not real. And then you end up can struggle some like, wow, everybody's all great, you know, which totally sets me up for Matthew West, Truth Be Told, which we'll get after the weather, I think, here on WWIB. Anyhow, the exact technical details of how the ban would work are still being worked out. The Solomon Islands, if you're scratching your head going, where's that exactly? It's a sovereign state consisting of 6 major islands and over 900 smaller islands. Can you imagine governing that? What a pain. In Oceania, lying to the east of Papua New Guinea and northeast, a couple thousand miles of Australia. All right, we're going to try to do this solo here. Alvo with you on the Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday. And a regular feature that we've gotten a lot of good feedback on is our headline segment. As Caleb usually intros it, we know you lead busy lives. You can't possibly keep up with all that's going on. And I hear from more and more people that are like, yeah, I'm tuning out the news. It's too depressing. Well, we're here to recap for you in a more, you know, entertaining fashion. So here we go. Let's give this a try. A family in Italy was arrested for a string of bank robberies. On the bright side, they can now save a ton of money by simply using their mugshots for their family Christmas cards. It is that time of year. Researchers are attempting to understand why sick people show up for work in the office. Because no matter how bad their coworkers are, they'd rather spend the day with them than with Rachel Ray and Dr. Phil. Not true. You know, others say they're big, big Dr. Phil fans. Anyhow, and Rachel Ray, excellent as well. A study finds that people weigh less on Fridays. Of course, this study wasn't conducted today, the day after Thanksgiving. The latest findings confirm that it's bad for your health if you sleep late on your days off. The doctors recommend sticking to your normal routine. Get up on time, go to work, and hide from your boss while you nap under your desk. And the agency that assists with the transition from one president to the next has officially started the process, which means Joe Biden can now be fitted for shoes for the White House bowling lanes. My family, well, actually, Caleb told me this before he left. He'll be back on Monday, but he said that his family has a real easy way of deciding what to buy each other for Christmas. Of course, he's got 3 kids, 9 and under. He says the kids give him a list of the toys they want, and Caleb gives his children a list of the tools he's going to need to assemble them. And finally, nurses treating COVID patients are in such high demand these days. Some of them are getting, get this now, $8,000 a week. And they're getting that VIP parking space the doctors get as well. That does it. Those are the headlines. Now you're all caught up. All right, Connie Olson is with us from Micon Cinema, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Connie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. It's been a while since I saw you, chatted with you, so good to have you on the radio this morning.
Well, thanks for asking me to come on.
Yeah, so it's been a tough year for everybody, but well, I know a lot of folks wonder how you're doing with Micon and how they can help, because they want to see you continue on here.
Well, it's been a rough time at the movies. Obviously, it's one of the hardest hit industries in the whole United States regarding the pandemic here. And first of all, we were barely open. Well, we were closed like everyone, and then we were open, but we were only given classic movies to open, and then a lot of them have also been reclosed around the country. We've been lucky enough to stay open, and in fact, our Chippewa Falls location was being remodeled during the beginning of it. So we all reopened all our locations in June, but we closed our downtown again just because the movies' availabilities were limited. So we've been open. We've been lucky that we have had some customers come, but it's been kind of hard. I mean, we make the basics, but I've lost quite a few employees only because I just don't have the amount of customers. But this time of year, we're trying to offer some things on Black Friday and things that we hopefully can make the people feel a little more comfortable about coming to the movies again. One of them is private showing. Mm-hmm. If your family is interested in seeing either, you know, seeing something that's at the theater or whatever, and they would like to do it just in their small group, we do offer these private showings. You just have to contact us, and we can work it out. It's really simple. It's like $25 an hour and $10 a person, and that includes a popcorn and a soda. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for some way to treat your family special this year and you still want to do it in your group, we can take care of you at both any of the locations.
Let me just say, I was a part of a group, Connie, that did that for a showing of Hamilton, and we rented the theater $25 an hour, and boy, what a great deal, and that was such a fantastic time, and those new chairs are just, boy, to have those in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, you can't beat them.
No, that's it's better than at my house, actually. I don't have chairs that at all.
No, they're amazing. You know,
And then you have the theater popcorn, of course, and you have the pizzas and stuff like that is all available, and we're definitely willing to work with any family group. We've had small groups, don't worry. We just had our first group at the Chippewa Theater was on Wednesday, and I think we had a family that they just had a baby, and so they had two other younger boys, and they have been locked up, you know, in the house since March pretty much, and they love the movies, and so this was a special way to treat their boys and bring them to the theater, and they had their own auditorium. So we've got some great family movies right now, too. We have, like, The Croods showing, which is really good for families. Mm-hmm. I just saw War with Grandpa. My gosh, I laughed my head off
last night. Did you? Okay.
Oh, and it's got a great message. It's all about family. It was really good. And then we have The Christmas Chronicles also. So those will probably be showing way into December here for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And I know somebody was even saying here in the office this morning that they're excited about the Wonder Woman 1984 and specifically this coworker said I want to support Micon. So
right, well, we're lucky because it's the way Hollywood has been going with movies back and forth. A lot of them have gotten pulled and moved into 2021, or they've put them on streaming online, and totally understandable. They have companies that they have to run to. It just makes it kind of hard, but they definitely need to have the money to cover everybody who made the film.
Yeah.
And how do they do that? And so if they need to send some of them to Netflix and Hulu and all of those, or Disney has put them on Disney Plus. It was very disappointing when Mulan went to Disney Plus, but you know, when you look at it in hindsight, they still have to cover a lot of their expenses, and They're hurting just like we are.
You're more understanding than a lot of us would be between the pandemic and all that that means for larger gatherings, and then all of the challenges with the movies being presented. You sound like you're holding up, and so we do want to support you. And again, so the bottom line for tell people about the gift cards and the opportunity to show up here on Black Friday real quick here.
Right. Yes, definitely. Well, right now this weekend we have a giant popcorn bag. Everybody likes theater popcorn. It actually holds four of our large popcorn. This weekend for Black Friday it's $20. After that it's only $25 when you stop in to get it. Also, if you buy our gift card, if you buy $25, you're also going to get, we're going to give you $5 more. So if you buy like 100, you're going to get $20 more in gift cards from Minecon.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our wonderful 2021 buckets now available, but we have great news. If you have the 2020 bucket, we are honoring that in all of 2021. You don't have to buy a new bucket.
Wow.
So this is basically for those who didn't get the advantage of getting one last year.
There you go.
We still have some little temporary.
So I'm going to call a friend of mine who got gifted a bucket last year and didn't go to the movies much, so I'm going to let her know that. Connie, thank you so much. Tell us the website where people can get caught up on everything.
You can go to www.myconcinemas.com.
All right. Thanks so much, and all the best to you and the family.
Thank you.
All right, Connie. Doing a great job there, Mycon in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Hey, it's time for the best of the week, quarter to 9, 30 degrees here at WIB. Caleb was only with me 3 days, but we put enough highlights together that I think we have some fun with this one. Give it a listen.
Mayflower boat.
Fans of the show got to see Baby Yoda, the child, nibbling on a bright blue space Macaron, official Star Wars name,
okay,
that he stole from some kid by using the Force.
Now I really want to see that.
Caleb, I'm thankful for all 26 votes for dark meat in the battle versus white meat in the great turkey question this morning, but white meat continues to lead with 33 votes.
And I'm thankful for those 33 and hoping that we get a lot more.
Well, at our church in Detroit, we have a deer head mounted in the lobby. I didn't know how people felt about that.
Wow.
This is our building. It's in the lobby. You know, it's quite removed from the sanctuary. So there's like a distance there, I guess. And the pastor, he knows. So the story is, you know, I haven't shot a deer. I'm 36 years old. I'm the laughing stock of my family. Everybody in my family has killed a deer or killed something at least. You know, my mom hit a raccoon with her fan. You know, everybody's killed something.
Okay.
And so the pastor, he told me that if I got a deer, I could hang it next to the deer that's already in the lobby. So it's like everybody's in on this. I'm like the town, I'm like the outcast of the town because I've never killed a deer.
Baby pilgrim shark.
And finally this morning, the statistics say Wisconsin has some of the best air quality in the U.S. However, that's not the perception of everyone, Caleb. The state's air quality index ranks 13th, but a survey of 3,000 Americans find that many think our Badger State is a bit smelly.
Really?
And now you can actually get your hands on some of your very own Baby Yoda cookies.
There are a few times when I'm like, Baby Yoda. Like, he's super cute, but he's kind of naughty.
Mama Pilgrim Shark.
With the pandemic dragging on, both in, you know, the U.S. and Canada and globally, and family unable to visit residents of nursing homes, staff of a facility for retirees in Ontario, Canada, they got the right idea. They've gotten creative to help ease the boredom. What have they done? They gave the residents guns. Now, hold on just a second here. Nerf guns. Yeah, they gave the residents Nerf guns. The staff, wearing fuzzy deer antlers, hide among the Christmas trees so the residents can hunt them with their Nerf guns. Is that not great? I want to see video of this.
Daddy Pilgrim Shark.
Here's the thing, though. Mark in Menominee on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, he says, and this is symbolic of a lot of the white turkey meat voters I've seen. They say, what? He says, white meat smothered with gravy and mashed potatoes on top.
Yes.
I'm like, hold it. Us dark meat people, we just enjoy the dark meat. We don't want it to be sheltered or clouded with potatoes. It's just good in its moist self. But here it's like, hey, I love the white meat. If it's hidden with mashed potatoes and gravy, you can't even get the taste.
Hungry shark.
Wisconsin was ranked second for the stinkiest state. Can you imagine that on the license plates? Or for having the weirdest smell. The public thinks
it's
Wisconsin.
It's just the dairy air.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, baby movies.
These French-styled cookies are artfully hand-piped with a rich, creamy vanilla filling.
Huh.
But I'm going to tell you the price because it's going to make whatever you paid for that Thanksgiving pie seem cheap. These cookies, $49.95 for a box of 12.
Not even 12?
Not even a baker's dozen. Not even the extra one. Just 12.
Okay, I don't think I need them
now.
No,
you do not.
Let's give thanks.
That's just the way we are. What about all those I love coffee. I just love coffee. I have to have my morning coffee. Then you find out that they dump half a cup of creamer and 3 cups of sugar into it. That's not coffee. But we're like that. I fully embrace the fact that I love white meat, but I love it because of the things that I add to it. And here's the thing. I'm not picky about I don't place one aspect of my plate on Thanksgiving over the others. It all blends together into one wonderful, wonderful meal. So white meat all the way, but I got to have the gravy and the mashed potatoes.
It's funny because I don't most of the time I don't like my coffee dark. I like the cream and sugar, but I like my dark meat by itself.
We kill a turkey with a gun. My dad does it. He goes out hunting for a wild turkey. We stuff it with cheese and some chicken and fish and fruit, and we cook it. And then we take out the fruit, and the fruit comes out looking like a huge peanut.
The public thinks Wisconsin smells like blue cheese, and that makes sense since we're America's Dairyland. That's also better than the perception people have of the stinkiest state, which is New York, which they say smells like chicken wings and garbage. Who brought
I'm just imagining
up?
Frank Sinatra singing a song about
yeah,
that.
Right.
It's up to you, New York.
There you go. Best of the week. WWIB had a lot of fun putting that together. And I think that's my favorite one so far. So anyhow.